This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Let's talk tech with Mark Aflalo of Double Tap TV. Earlier this month, Insider reported that Amazon may be, just maybe, producing their own smart refrigerator. Mark Aflalo is here from Montreal to discuss some of the details. And of course, if you enjoy Mark Aflalo, you'll love Double Tap TV, AMI TV, Tuesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Hey, good morning, Mark.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm well. Nice to chat with you. I like talking about fridges. So, Mark, Amazon has reportedly codenamed this smart refrigerator Project Pulse. Well, let's put on our CIA spy investigative journalist hats. Has Amazon confirmed they're working on such a project?
No, they have not. Normally, when it comes to Amazon, they do tend to confirm things a little bit closer to reality, at least closer to launch time, or at least release things in beta form like their Astro robot. But this one has not yet been confirmed. That being said, Amazon actually released a double kind of French door refrigerator about a year and a half ago under their Amazon Basics brand. So they're not new to the refrigerator game. That being said, this smart version of a refrigerator is said to be worked on by the same people who are working on the Shop and Go system that are used at their new Whole Foods store, that, you know, the brand they bought a couple years ago.
Yes,
that lets you kind of shop without even talking to a representative. It can detect what you put in your basket, what you put back in the shelves, and when you leave, it does like a checkout for you. So that same team is apparently working on this refrigerator.
So there could definitely be a little bit of, I guess, what the corporate folks would call vertical integration here, that your fridge will tell you what you need to get on your grocery list, and bada bing, bada boom, all of a sudden the drones will just be flying around and filling up our baskets for us. But Mark, the notion of a smart refrigerator is not necessarily something brand new. I mean, so many players in the game have theirs. Samsung, GE, LG, I mean, everybody's got a smart refrigerator. So do you think it's just that vertical integration with Whole Foods that's going to make Amazon's version stand out?
I think it's not only the vertical integration, but it's taking that software and merging it into hardware that we're used to. So when you think about some of the other manufacturers who have released their smart refrigerators, the gizmos and gadgets really that make those smart are either an embedded screen. LG has their InstaView, which where you knock on the glass and you can see what's inside. There have been companies that have put cameras inside their refrigerators as well, so that you could peek in from a distance and see what's in there and what's not. But if you think about this Amazon technology, which can detect based on NFC technology, that near field communication technology, what is in or outside of a basket, imagine that same tech being able to keep a real-time inventory of what's in your fridge. Not only that, pair it together with their search technology that is able to determine what you buy, when you buy it, how frequently you buy it, what your buying habits are. And this could be a very interesting recipe, no pun intended, for having what you need in that refrigerator at all times.
Mark, I'm curious, because certainly the fundamentals of fridge are still, is your fridge good? What have the reviews been like on the Amazon French door fridge?
You know what? It's number one. It's made by LG, so the actual reviews have been pretty good. If you check on YouTube, you'll see there's a whole bunch of reviews of people, you know, saying it's a great French door refrigerator. That doesn't even have an ice maker. It's pretty simple. It keeps your food cold and your frozen stuff frozen. So you can't ask for more than that, can you?
Mark, when you're I remember we did this when we talked about Amazon jumping into the TV game. A couple of months ago, we were talking about how they were trying to get into the flat screen mega TV game. And we were talking about sort of what they could do to make their product stand out. And really, there aren't that many innovations you can do to make a TV stand out. There's a million TVs out there that all do the same thing. What do you think they could do beyond that vertical integration to make their product stand out and what they might be working on? I mean, you mentioned this French door one doesn't even have an ice maker. Mark, I'll reveal to you, if I ever get bougie, if I ever become a wealthy person, the first thing I'm buying is a fridge with an ice maker.
You know, we're currently in the market, and after owning a home for I don't know how many years, finally looking and buying a refrigerator with an ice maker and a water dispenser. Why? Because we're constantly buying bottles of water from Costco. I'm constantly buying bags of ice. Why on earth am I not spending the extra bucks and getting that built into my refrigerator? That being said, what will really set this refrigerator apart from everything else that's out there, aside from this technology that is able to accurately determine what's inside and what's not, really is the integration with that Amazon ecosystem. The built-in Amazon Echo Assistant will be there. Absolutely. I would imagine that there's going to be some kind of embedded screen on the front that keeps a tally of what's going on, lets you tie it into your shopping list, and maybe add things to your shopping list for you so that when you look at it, you're like, oh, I didn't realize I needed that. There has been talk about some weighting elements of it so they could actually weigh things on a shelf. So, for example, if you have a shelf with all your drinks on it and suddenly the weight goes down, they could determine when a drink might become, you know, close to empty.
Yeah, it's cranberry juice. So it's cranberry juice time.
Or prune juice time, depending on what you need to get out. That being said, you know, I think there's a lot of really cool nuances of technology and software that Amazon currently has across their product line that really can make this a different experience, a different connected experience than we're used to.
Mark, seeing as how we're playing the speculation game, which I enjoy doing, I like recklessly speculating about these things, how long do you think it'll be till we sort of see the entire Amazon kitchen, right? In the way that, like, you can now walk into various major retailers and say, I'm designing my kitchen from top to bottom here, cabinets to stove to fridge to the whole thing. How long before you think we see an Amazon Basics kitchen that's, like, totally integrated? Even your pantry shelves are integrated with this Amazon technology.
Oh, God, I love pantry shelves that can detect what we need and what we don't need. I was actually, my wife was asking me for some kind of barcode system where we can scan things as we put them away so we know what's missing and where things are, which doesn't exist, which should exist. How long before we see an Amazon Basics kitchen? I would say we're probably about 18 months away from seeing every device connected in our kitchen the way that it properly should be. Notice how I say properly should be, but some people are probably looking at me going, are you nuts?
Listen, Mark, like I mean, there's the Paul Daniels out there who will always tell us, like, no, this is too big of an invasion of privacy. It's too much. We're giving too much away. I probably fall somewhere in the middle ground on that. I recognize the concern, but I also like the convenience. But having
Concern, who cares?
But having just bought some Google technology for my house, I bought a Chromecast to make it a little bit easier to stream some content around my house. My goodness, man, like the convenience and ease to use this technology, it's amazing. So when we can start applying this to other places inside the home sphere beyond just entertainment, I think it could go a really long way in terms of folks who like to stay organized.
You know, I tell an interesting story on Double Tap Canada, which airs tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio, which is that over the weekend, I had an auto update happen on one of my routers, and it completely destroyed my internet network at home. Like, everything was down. Things were disconnected. My access points were gone. And I felt so, I don't know, not betrayed, but I just felt so naked for so long. I was up till 2 in the morning on Thanksgiving night after going out and having some good Thanksgiving turkey with some friends. I came home and worked tirelessly just to get things up and running. And the funniest thing was Monday, I'm still trying to get my shower connected back to the internet because my shower is connected remotely.
And oh my toilet. Gosh.
And my heated floor. It's, your first world problems. But, you know, we get used to these creature comforts and however way, you know, they're connected. And when they don't work, it's like, wait a second, why don't you work anymore? Why can't I turn my shower on with my voice?
Yeah, my goodness, I just want to turn my shower on. How does this knob even work? I can't even turn it anymore. It's locked.
I don't have knobs. I have buttons.
There are no more knobs. Mark, we're joking around here, but I am curious. Typically, when Amazon jumps into one of these markets, they typically jump in with a lower price points. And I know they haven't even confirmed they're working on the project, but what's the speculation around the price points on the Amazon smart fridge?
You know, I'd have to look at some of the fridges that are out there. And you look at the Samsungs and the LG InstaView, for example, that have, you know, very minimal gimmicks, a screen, and they're upwards of $3,000. So I would assume, knowing how Amazon really wants to compete with the market, I would say we're probably going to look at anywhere between $1,800 to $3,000, depending on what technology is in what model. And I think there will be different models with varying degrees of their technology. And I think that it'll always start at a cheaper price point, trying to get more people involved. That being said, they're saying that it's also going to be manufactured by a third party, whether that be an LG or Samsung or another manufacturer, GE, for example. So there's not going to be too much in their control, but they're going to try to do things in a way that's affordable so a lot of people can get it in their homes.
Yeah, that's typically been their strategy, and it's an effective one. There's no doubt about that. Hey, Mark, thank you for making time for us today on a special Thursday edition, the first tap of our double dose of Double Tap today. We'll talk to Sean Parisa in the next hour of the show. So, Mark, always fun catching up. Have a great day.
My pleasure.
That's Mark Aflalo. He's the host of Double Tap TV, which you can find Tuesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on it's 8 p.m. Eastern Time on AMI TV. And we'll talk to Sean next hour. Talk a little more technology. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.